Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
We gotta trust God, even if we don't see, or even if it don't look like the glory is about to stand up in our life. You understand this? It might look like, and this is an example, it might look like the Ark of the Covenant, which is the glory. The glory in your life is about to fall off the cart. It looks like the glory about to fall to the ground. It might look like it's not standing up in your life, but you have to trust God. Don't begin to put your hands in it. Don't begin to try to organize things for God, because when we put our truth into it, when we put our hands in it, that's when chaos starts. Some people call to preach the gospel, but the way they go about preaching the gospel can be disorderly. People so quick to get a platform, as I said earlier, and do their own thing and skip past the training that is necessary for their development. They are in a rush to get ordained. Some people even want to start pastoring a church full of grown people before it's their time or season. There is timing. It's seasons to this thing.
Amen, man of God.
That is right.
Everybody anxious. I'm not saying that you're not gonna go through warfare. Trust me, me and my wife, my God, we gonna go through some warfare. But it's gonna be a certain grace that's on your life.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be so easy, y'all. Things will just begin to fall into place. You won't have to force or push them into a slot. You ever did a puzzle and you take one of the puzzle pieces that looked like it was supposed to fit in a certain spot, but as you tried to force it into position, it wouldn't fit. Mm-hmm. All it would do would just get bent. It would get bent and get damaged. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, my wife loved puzzles, by the way, and I used to do that. She could put puzzles together like crazy, and I used to take the piece. I see it looked like it's supposed to fit right there, and I'd be bending it all up. She'd be like, Andrew, stop that. You're messing up my puzzle pieces. Forcing the piece, trying to force that piece in there. It's getting all damaged up. This is just like what many of us is within the body of Christ. We try to force God's will in his hand in our lives, and that's a big no-no.
Mm-hmm.
We can't force God to do anything against his will. Either you in his will or you out of his will. And if you out of his will, that's a very scary thing for your life.
Yes, it is.
Don't try to force your calling. Don't try to force your calling. There are seasons to this thing. It's about understanding what season you're in. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, you don't got to open up the Bible, just follow along. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens.
Amen.
Keep it real good. Young preachers, you can be anointed, you can be skilled, and you can have many gifts but not be developed. Development is the key within anything you do within this life. God is trying to develop us all to be perfect like him eventually. That's the reason we go through trials and tests, all because he's trying to develop our faith. We go through persecution, all because he's trying to develop something within inside of us. Development is the key within our assignments and our lives on planet Earth. But it's a process. It takes time.
Yes.
So why rush the process? Why try to rush the process? Why try to avoid the key ingredients which gives us the anointing? Had you ever heard someone say, "I got my anointing by going through nothing or doing nothing"?
No, the
anointing is always accompanied by pain or accompanied by some type of trial or hardship that they go through to help them develop their character.
Man, that's right.
Character. In the beginning, I was fasting like crazy in my ministry. I ain't talking about pastor. I'm talking about even before pastor. I was fasting because I wanted the gifts of God. I wanted the anointing of God. I was fasting like crazy. I was seeking after God. God spoke to me, and he he said, I'm giving you my gifts, but first, son, I want your character to be developed. Because you can get my gifts, you can get my gifts, and my gifts and my power will destroy you if your character isn't intact.
Amen.
This is why you see a lot of young preachers, they getting raised up quickly because all of these fathers releasing them super fast, but then you wonder why they're getting caught up in scandals, or you wonder why they fall, because they didn't go through the process. There's a process to this thing. There's an order to this thing. You got to follow the order of God.
Amen.
Yes. That is correct. Yes.
There's a timing. There's a timing to this thing. God works on patterns and rhythms, but he will often confuse us if we try to figure out his patterns and rhythms.
Yeah.
Because they're never the same. They're never the same. The Bible tells us that he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But that scripture text isn't speaking of how he does things. It's speaking of his unchanging nature and character.
Amen.
People of God. Timing is key. Timing is in conjunction with order, the order of things concerning God. You can never put the cart before the mule and expect the mule to pull it. It would never work.
Come on now.
The cart must be placed behind the mule in order for it to move forward.
Amen.
If you see your brother and sister, the hand of God on your brother and sister life, you see God raising them up. You see God using them mightily to preach the gospel. And you know deep inside you got a call on your life. You might not necessarily be jealous, but you might covet what's on their life.
Come on, man of God.
Don't covet what's on nobody's life because you don't know what it took for them to get there.
Yes. You're right.
Don't start trying to force things because you see your sister or your brother being promoted. So all of a sudden you want to force things. Don't start trying to force things or rush things or rush the hand of God because the assignment, because of the assignment and the timing on their life might not be necessarily the assignment and the timing on your life. If you're trying to force in competition with what they got on their life, if you try to force it, what will end up happening is you will mess up your ministry. God works in certain ways, y'all. Mysterious ways. I don't know how. I don't know. He works in mysterious ways. I don't know how you can mess up your ministry. You can. I don't know. You can be trying to force something and mess around, get a spirit on your kids. You can try to force something and mess around, cause a spirit of division to come in your household. Wonder why you and your husband arguing all the time. Because you wasn't ready for that warfare. Your marriage ain't even strong yet. People want to be pastors. Me and my wife often talk about this. We say a lot of people want to be pastors, but what they don't understand is they got to first have the marriage ministry intact. You got to gel with your husband and your wife first. Y'all got to get to know one another. You got to know when you walk in that church door, you go do a conference, or you get invited to another church house of fellowship, you got to know that this is my wife, she my queen, and I'm going to respect her like it, and everybody going to see it. Everybody going to see it, and everybody going to know. Some big titty woman going to come up face, and they not going to disrespect me. They're gonna know you got your marriage gotta be glued. They're gonna come up in my face, but they're gonna talk to my wife. They're gonna have to get through my queen first. Your marriage gotta be glued first. You want a pastor and you don't even know your husband's favorite color. You don't even know his shoe size. You don't even know what size shoe he wear. You don't even know what he like to eat on certain nights. You don't know his favorite food. It'll be a real quick, slick hussy come up in there and find out his shoe size, find out his favorite color, find out what he want to eat on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and feed it to him and take your man. All because you want to move in ministry and you ain't even ready first in your marriage.
You better
free. Come on,
man. I'm talking about the order of God.
Yes.
The order of God. People look at me and my wife. We have fun, and I try to share some of my life with the people. I do, because I don't just want to be cooped up. I like to share some of my life with people. But this stuff that we share and you see with us, it's the real us. I love my wife to death. I have to be with my, me and my wife been together for many years. I'm talking about many years. We've been together for years before we even stepped into pastoring. We've been together. I know my wife. She knows me. My marriage is tight. Does that mean that we don't have arguments? Yeah, we have some arguments. Yeah, we do.
Amen.
But I'm faithful to one wife.
Amen.
She's faithful to one husband.
Amen.
Man.
Me too.
We don't, even when we had money, even when we had money problems, we wasn't going to let the money come in and damage our marriage. Some couples, you can't even get over having money problems or letting that come in and divide you, but you want to try to pastor a church full of grown people. If you can't master the basics, if y'all always arguing about the basics, the elementary things, and I done counseled so many couples, me and my wife counsel pastors and everything, we tell them all the same thing. If you can't handle the basics, how you gonna try? As a matter of fact, the Bible says, if you can't manage your own house, how can you do the house of God?
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
That's the word.
That's the word, yeah.
I done gave us scripture after scripture. You can't say apostle don't teach you that word. Scripture after scripture. That is the word of God, y'all.
Amen. Amen.
Your marriage on the rocks, but you don't want to preach. I know a woman right now today got all kind of marriage issues, crazy issues, but she's doing all kind of conferences. She's trying to do all kind of conferences. I ain't going to say no names. She's trying to do all kind of conferences. She called herself a pastor and all of that. And I was going to ordain her as one. All the time, Apostle Will Prayer said, I just don't see it, Apostle, but you the Apostle. Then the Holy Spirit began to expose things. Holy Spirit began to, yeah, my wife, that's another thing. She submits. Yes, she does. Because she trusts me and she loves me. But the Holy Spirit began to expose things, and God stopped that thing in the trash. Yeah, everybody giving out licenses today. Go ahead. You can get a license online. Do what you want to do. But it ain't going to come with the same anointing.
Amen.
It ain't going to come with the same mantle. Because when I ordain people, when I lay hands on people, their ministry go to another dimension.
Amen there.
Amen.
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 Now understand this. I'm not saying that as a pastor you're not going to necessarily have a marriage issue. You can have everything together and still have some issues in your marriage. The enemy can come in. But I'm saying even before you start moving full-fledged, into it, you have to really make your calling and election sure.
Yes, sir.
That's the Bible right there as well.
Sir.
You better, the Bible says you better know those that labor among you.
That's
the word.
Amen.
Come on now. I ain't trying to beat up on nobody, but I really want y'all to get this thing. There is an order to this. And even after I done preached this message, thus saith the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, some of us still ain't going to get it. And unfortunately, some of our ministries are going to crumble and going to die before it's time. I say most people. Usually when you call, you run from it. I remember when we first started KCI. I said the Holy Spirit came upon me and I looked at my wife. I said, God's called you to be a pastor. My wife said, no, he didn't. Because you gotta understand this. My wife's dad is a bishop. Well, he is superintendent and he's a pastor. And her mom, they've been, as a matter of fact, I believe she said her mom was going to labor pains with her while she was playing the organ in church.
Wow.
So my wife been in ministry all her life, so she understands what it goes through. She done seen her mom cry tears. She done seen when the church people do her mom wrong. She done seen the inner broken. She done seen when the people done talked about her dad. She done seen the hardship of finances. And then when people want to talk about you because you trying to make some money, she done seen all of that. So she understood. So when I told her what God said, I said, it's time for us to step out. And I told her the Lord came to me. She was like, no, he didn't. But of course, eventually she submitted to that. Now, everybody's story is different. Don't get me wrong. Everybody's story is different, but I'm just saying, most of the time when God really called you to do something, you running from it, or you living your life, and then all of a sudden God just drops it in place out of nowhere. But a lot of times, those who are anxious to be something that God ain't called them to do, they self-made and they out of order. People of God, all of these people that's on these Facebooks and all of this Periscope and all these social media, God bless their soul, but a lot of them ain't called to be nobody prophet, nobody pastor, nobody apostle.
Amen.
I often tell people this. If you're going to pray for anything in this hour, you need to pray for discernment.
Amen. I agree.
Discernment of spirits. Yeah. You gotta be able to discern the spirits of these of this age. You gotta have a keen understanding of what's going on, the signs of the time, even like the sons of Issachar. It's a whole other Bible study right there. But y'all gotta know what's going on. You gotta know those labor among you. You gotta really be tapped into the spirit. Most of y'all saying y'all got a prayer life. I'm going to say this, too, by the Holy Ghost. Most of y'all saying y'all got a prayer life, but you don't pray number maybe once or twice every month. How can you have discernment of spirits if you ain't praying? I'm trying to get push you up more. I'm trying to get you to the level. I'm trying to push you to your destiny. You want a ministry. You want a platform. Learn how to fast and pray. Learn how to push back the plate. Learn how to do things in order. Learn how to serve. If your pastor calls on you to do something, don't frown off your face and do it disquietly. Learn how to do it. Learn how to say yes, Lord.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.